This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Texas abortion business caught offering intact specimens for sale is joining a suit against David DeLaden, the investigator who caught them. The suit essentially tries to make the case that a citizen journalist can be considered part of a corrupt racketeering ring, something with which the First Amendment might have a problem. Governor Mike Pence's signature made Indiana the second state to ban abortions done solely because of race, a genetic disability like Down syndrome, or gender. The bill also requires humane treatment of human remains after abortion and annual renewal of doctor admitting privileges. A shocking study finds neonatologists think it's okay to order no resuscitation of child patients without consulting parents. 77% said it should be permissible, but only 51% say they would do so. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life, and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark is quite public about highlighting the racist component of abortion, that black babies are disproportionately targeted for abortion. However, Clark is now tweeting about Hillary Clinton's praise for Margaret Sanger, the woman who advocated the extermination of what she called the Negro people. Sheriff Clark says we should ask Mrs. Clinton to return the Margaret Sanger Award to Planned Parenthood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.